Well, Colin, eve of the second match of the season, and I guess for the team as a whole, quite a few points to prove after a disappointing start at Northampton.
Yeah, it was a slow start to say the least, but you know, I feel like, you know, no one was too down after the game, you know, so it shows that our team culture is strong and we know which way we want to go in the season. So yeah, definitely a lot to prove, and guys are ready to go.
I guess there won't be a lot more decisions to bat first voluntarily at this time of the year, maybe.
Oh, you never know. I mean, it was a tough one. I think, you know, chatting to the North Ants guys, they didn't really know what to do either. So, you know, in saying that, we obviously got it wrong. And, you know, we had opportunities to get back in the game. You know, we should have had them about 20-4 and didn't take those opportunities. So that was disappointing. But, you know, as far as the toss goes or the decision goes, you know, we can only stick by what we do.
Looking at your own form, first four-day game for Glamorgan for 18 months or so. So glad to get through it in one piece.
Yeah, it's felt really good out in the middle. You know, I've worked incredibly hard. You know, red ball is a challenge, and I do enjoy it. So you know, coming back and spending some time in the middle, just sort of remembering the things I learned. You know, hopefully that puts me in good stead. You know, in this upcoming game.
And were you pleased with the sort of nick you were in at the second innings? I know there was some disappointment at the first innings in particular, the decision there.
Yeah, well, those things happen, I suppose. I did kick my helmet in the changing room, but, you know, those things do happen in the game. But, you know, I was happy with my processes, happy the way I hit the ball. Would have liked to have batted a lot longer in the second dig, you know, put us in a better position. But, you know, I'll take the positives out of it, and you know, I played straight and used a lot of the things, like I said, that I learned that first season out 2 years back. So I was happy with that.
As for Worcestershire, a side that had considerably the better of a draw here in Cardiff, but that Glamorgan beat up in Worcester, so a few happy memories for some of the team at least.
Yeah, not a side that, you know, I've played against, so looking forward to that. You know. The way I look at them lining up, they, you know, they'll come here and look to take us on, you know, second game of the season. But like you say, a few of the guys played nicely against them last year, you know, outstanding win up at their place.
John Hastings, their new Australian fast bowler, I guess a guy you've come across somewhere in the world?
Yeah, competitive character. I've enjoyed a few battles with him, so, you know, looking forward to him coming down. And no, he's someone who brings the ball onto the bat, so hopefully I can enjoy that as well.
All of 6'6", be looking to dig a bit of extra bounce out of the surface here?
Yeah, I'm sure. Like I said, he's a competitive guy, and you know, he bowls a heavy ball. So you know, it'll be nice to face someone with a bit more pace on the ball and see how that goes.
And one or two injuries around at the start of the season, although there's a possibility, I suppose, that one or two might be back this week. How difficult has it been for the team to cope with that sort of absence of, you know, four first-choice regulars from last season for your opening game?
Yeah, injuries never something that, you know, easy to deal with. But in saying that, you know, we've got a well-rounded squad at the moment, and you know, we're confident in that squad. And as soon as those guys become available, you know, that'll only add to us. So, you know, looking forward to their contribution, and I'm sure, especially when guys have been injured, they often come back really hungry to do well. So, you know, it'll be great to have a few more players available soon.
Marchant de Lange here, the new South African fast bowler. How long do you think it'll take to get the best out of him in British conditions? Because it is a question of adapting, presumably over a few weeks at least.
Yeah, I thought in the last game he bowled really nicely. You know, he got a good feel for it, you know, quite early on, and when he started getting the ball to swing, you know, that was really encouraging. So, you know, I don't see him taking too long to settle down. I think, you know, our home conditions will definitely suit him. Yeah, so in saying that, you know, he's been massively confident since he's got here, and a real positive energy to the squad. So, you know, I see him being, you know, a big contributing factor to us doing well in the season.
And speaking of the South African influence, the Worcestershire coach Steve Rhodes making a few comments about maybe Glamorgan have too much of a South African influence, or too much of an overseas influence at the moment, ought to be looking to develop more UK-born cricketers. What's your reaction to that? I mean, there were five South African-born players in the opening 11. So.
Yeah, everyone's entitled to their own opinion. You know, for me personally, I'm... you know, I know my role here. You know, I'm really clear on that, and that's to come in and help develop, you know, young Welsh players. You know, we saw four guys you know, last season Welsh-born players get hundreds, or three get hundreds, and four get contracts. You know, two young Welshmen have already, furthered their futures with the club. So, you know, so in saying that, you know, it's a tricky topic for most to speak on. But personally, I know my role. I know I'm here to help those guys and develop their games, and you know, I know we are fit into the club for now. So. You know, in saying that, it's a really proud club. It's, you know, the only Welsh club in the setup, and, you know, everyone's contributing towards that. So, you know, like I say, everyone's entitled to their opinion, but we know what's going on here and you know, what's happening in our shed.
Colin, thanks very much indeed for your time.
Pleasure.
Very diplomatic.